Thank you very much. My name is Aziz. Allow me to use my statue. It's better than using what I'm working for. Statue as a refugee, which is written on my front face. I have a question to Peter from UNHCR and to Florenza about from the WHO. So you pretty much talked about the support and the mental health issue, but I also would like to raise these very important things about the refugees, the detention centers. I was in a detention center and I witnessed some tragedy of the refugees taking their own life. And I would love to share some of this with you. Back on my time when I was in detention center, in 2016, we had a four men who took their own life in one of the Australian detention centers called Manus Island in Nauru. In 2017, we had another three men did the same. 2018, we had two. 2019, we had one. So I'm impressed to hear that, Peter, you say something about there is a support available. Fiona from WHO, she says something, it's available. But for us, people who are locked up in a detention center or refugee camps, we don't get to see the support. And then we have another private sectors where contracted by the states, paying billions of dollars in order to look after our health care, but we don't get to see those private sectors are not providing the proper health care to the refugees who are in the detention center or in the refugee camps. Overall, I would like to ask with both of you to just tell me about, I'm on here, your insight. I mean, IHMS is an international healthy medical services. It's one of the, I mean, private sector that contracted by the Australian government to look after the detention center. And all this atrocity, the number that I mentioned, occur while the IHMS were performing their duty on the center. So I want to know, has there any measure taken by WHO or UNHCR to address this? And if yes, could you please share with us? Thank you.